Hey everybody, Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Mastermind Inner Circle call. And tonight is about the top 10 social media tools that you can use to grow your practice. Now, I cannot emphasize enough the growth of social media whereby prospects are using social media and whereby doctors are reaching out to prospects to help attract more new ones into the practice. And there's only four ways to grow your practice. Number one is to attract more new ones, which means the more new patients you attract, the greater the month you're going to have. The next key area is conversion and getting them to have some sort of transaction or income per visit. Now, you know that if you have a patient on a care plan, they've been to the doctor's report, your PVA, your number of transactions goes up by as much as 400%. The third key area is retention, and that's your PVA, whereby progress comparatives anniversaries, you can take your PVA as high as 100+. And, of course, the fourth area is the wellness care plans and the upsell. It's where we take that income per adjustment and we make it an income per visit by bumping our income by 5 or 10%. So what I want to share with you tonight is really the evolution of marketing in social media and what some of the top doctors are doing. Now, I want to share a story with you, and this goes to show just how profound social media can be, because we know that in any city, there's 1 in 1,000 people per month that are looking for your services. So if you're in a city of 100,000 people and you're looking at 1 in 1,000, that means there's 100 people per month who are looking for you, their next chiropractor. And if you're not in that pole position, guess what? They're going to go see your competition. So where do you want to be? Well, there's really three levels of marketing. And when we look at the perspective of a you everywhere framework, which means wherever people look, wherever people go, wherever people dial in, your practice comes up first. And the very first level that we talked about over the years was something called direct response. Direct response is composed of the meet and greets, the doctor's report, direct mail, internal referrals, the family gift certificate. That's been standard for the last 3-4 decades. The second level is internet-based marketing. That includes your websites, your blogging, your SEO, your AdWords, all the social media where people are now going online in digital. Now, there is a third level, and that's where you become an authority figure. This includes mobile response websites and texting, voice texting, SMS, podcasts, webinars, funnels. And if you don't have an idea of what I just said, well, we're going to make it simple for you and allow you to have a vacation while you work. Now, every year in April, on the last weekend, Dr. Matt Loop and I host our annual UCAM. That's the Ultimate Chiropractic Adventure Mastermind. I'd love all of you to join us. It's going to be in Atlantis, Bahamas. It's the place to go, and I'll tell you what, you'll become a social media master in as little as 2 years, if not at least 1 year. Case in point, we have a doctor from Florida who's been to the last two, and he's reporting 4 new patients per day from social media. So this is a largely untapped market. Now, it's bad enough that most chiropractors don't even market their practice. When we look at the prospect of building it through social media where pre-qualified people are looking for you, well, it becomes an absolute no-brainer. So let me share with you what I believe are some of the top 10 social marketing tools that anybody can use to really start to grow their practice. And the very, very first one is the blog. The blog is critical because it is a written or a video, known as a vlog, approach to staying communicated with your patients. Now, most of the blogs that we recommend should be video, at least half of them. And those blogs you want to send out on a Monday morning at 8:30. Now, that's what all of the split tests and the testing have shown, early in the morning. Now, there's a formula to writing a blog. And if you don't know how to write a blog, if you go to my website at chiropractic-masters.com and you just click on the blog area, you can go back and see a 4-part series on how to write a blog. I mean, you have to introduce people to your blog usually by way of a subject line, so we're going to send it out by email. There's usually a bit of a sales copy on the inside, but for the most part, you're going to use video. Now, the second component that you should be using for your social media is by far the best approach, and that's Facebook Live. Facebook Live is the newest approach to putting a video that streams immediately as you start to film into all of your Facebook friends. And what happens as it goes into your stream, people start to see it. Now, here's what's an interesting phenomenon, is that as you're filming it and it shows up on the desktop, people love to watch video. Facebook is all about social interaction. It's about people sharing what's going on. And it's not unusual that you can get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, even 4,000 plus views within the first day. Now, what most people don't realize is that Facebook has a lifespan of about 90 minutes. So it's okay to post it 2 to 3 times a day. But one of the things I like to do is I like to do at least one Facebook Live every week. You can also upload that and put it on YouTube. You can use YouTube videos, and you can put it into your Facebook ads, which is the second component of Facebook. Now, I like to use Facebook ads for things like Transform Power Workshops that we run every month. So we'll advertise this 30 days out. You can also do it with things like dinner workshops. So you have Facebook Live and you have Facebook ads. And I recommend 2 to 3 times a day consistently sending this out and watching your return on investment. The next way to use social media, grow your practice, is social media shares. Now, there are really 7 key social media tools you should be using. That includes Facebook, Twitter, Google+, which I'll talk about in a minute, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram. Now, here's the nice thing, is that you look at all 7, you go, how am I supposed to promote on all 7 of these? It's almost impossible. Well, there's many applications that you can use, like Hootsuite, that's H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E, or another one called Buffer. Buffer is a little bit more expensive, but I'll guarantee that if you use Hootsuite, you can hit all 7 social media tools at the same time, and guess what? You can do it for under $10 a month. Now, here's the nice thing. You can preset it for the day, for the week, even the month, and this way you can take, let's say, a workshop that you might be doing on the anti-cancer code, and you can tweet it. You can put it on a Facebook ad a couple times a day. You can also put it on your Google+. You can hit LinkedIn, which is usually for businesses, and as you build that business environment. You can also post it on YouTube, especially if you're doing a video. Now, Pinterest and Instagram, that's more of pictures, but there's a technique that you can use where you can have a picture of the anti-cancer code, and that links directly to a sign-up board on something like Ping or Eventbrite. You see how cool this is? So when you are looking at something like a workshop, you now have 7 tools with which to put your information out there and draw people to your workshop. And you know what I recommend? Go big or go home. Just go crazy with this. And you know what? If your office, your practice space is too small, then go ahead and rent the hotel across the street. And I want to share an interesting story on this. A number of years ago, I was doing workshops in my practice, and I could get maybe 25 packed 40 people in my office. And my coach at the time said to me, why don't you think big? And he says, if you have a limitation in your practice, you're going to have a limitation in your marketing. And he was absolutely right. So what we did one day, we decided to rent the hotel room across the street. And lo and behold, as soon as we rented that hotel room, guess what happened? We had over 100 people for a bone health workshop. Through the roof. Now you can do the same thing. Here's the secret to this. Is planning at least 90 days out and executing 30 days, and maybe boosting your posts in the last week, because that's when most people are going to sign up. That's just the nature of people. So that being said, let's move on to number 4. Number 4 is YouTube. And this is important because YouTube is growing like crazy. I should say video is growing like crazy. And a lot of people don't do enough YouTube. Let's just give me some stats. YouTube is now the 2nd largest search engine, the 3rd most visited after Facebook and Google. There's over 4 billion daily views, half from the mobile device, which means your website and everything you send out has got to be mobile friendly. There's over 1 billion mobile views per day. Well, thanks, there's only 7 billion people on the planet, that's a lot of views. There's over 300 hours of video loaded every minute, 3.2 billion hours watched every month, and the average visitor, age 18 to 49 spends 40 minutes per session on YouTube. And it's overtaken the written word as the fastest form of communication with an unprecedented 41% click-through. Now, that's going to grow to 400% by 2020. 9% of small businesses use YouTube. Most searches are for how-to videos that are growing at 70% per year. So imagine how to get rid of migraine. You can actually do a video on that, or how to cure your low back pain, or, as one doctor discovered, how to adjust your own neck. Yes, the most common thing people are looking for is how to adjust your own neck. So you can seriously look at a camera and say, stop, don't adjust your own neck, go see a chiropractor and put a spin on it. Now, most of your videos should be short, about 1 to 2 minutes, definitely not longer than 5 minutes. And you'll also discover that when they watch a video, they're 64% more likely to buy. You see, the human being is getting lazy when it comes to reading. So what do we like to do? We like to watch video. And YouTube also uses voice recognition. So a lot of the words that you say are being picked up and put into scripting. Now the question is, well, Dr. Mike, what are some of the ideas I can use for my YouTube? And first of all, you should be creating your own TV channel. You can actually brand it as your YouTube channel, like Dr. Mike's YouTube channel. That's what I have. So if you go to my website, you click on the YouTube icon, you know what? It'll take you right over to my channel, and you can see how I have it structured. Well, you can do body signals like migraine, low back, children. Find out what people are searching for by using something like SEMrush or Marketing Samurai, and you'll get an idea of which videos to use. You can do exercise video. Remember I just talked about the how-to? You can do cooking in your kitchen, chiropractic research, patient testimonials, like 1 to 2 minutes. You can do ancillary services like decompression, nutrition, weight loss. You can do special reports, workshops on energy, detox, weight loss. You can do instructional videos like running or how to do sit-ups. You can use a lot of different things that are really going to make you the leader and gain authoritative figure when you do this. So let's go on to the next one, and that would be number 5, Google Review Contest. Here's what I'm going to tell you. In all of the years that I have been coaching and teaching marketing, one of the things that we discovered is that testimonials sell. And very similar, when you have a Google review and someone's going in and giving you a review on how your practice was or how your services were, there's nothing more compelling to a prospect than having 50, 60, or 100 people say, we're giving this guy 5 stars. So here's how it works. You can have a Google review contest by giving your patients either a contest prize to win or even an ethical bribe. Now, 2 of my clients did this, and what they did, they asked their patients for a Google review. And when that patient gave them a Google review, they handed them a $25 gift certificate. Now, it was really interesting because Google reviews really help bounce up your rankings. They bounce up the ranking of their website really, really close to the top. And then one day, they got 7 new patients. And then one doctor said to me, Dr. Mike, oh my gosh, people are looking for their chiropractor on the internet. I said, yeah, and the Google reviews help validate it. It's a form of social proof. Now, they got 9 new patients because they did it a second day, and it bumped it up again with 2 new ones in one day. So in 2 days, 9 new patients at a case average of $2,500. Now, you do the math. They spent about $500 in gift certificate, over $25,000 in new patients. I mean, you can't put a price on that. So do the Google review contest. Another doctor buys an iPad, and every month he raffles off the iPad to somebody who gave him that Google review that month. I mean, how cool is that? Now, that brings me to number 6, which is Facebook. And you can do Facebook check-ins and reviews, and it's very, very similar. Do the ethical bribe. Now, we alternated the Google Plus reviews and the Facebook check-ins, and what I did is I had a box of protein bars. And as patients came in, I said, you know what? I've got a gift for you. If you give me a Facebook check-in, I'll give you a free protein bar. Well, I went through that box in the first 2 hours. You can do the same thing in your practice. And the check-in really puts a pin on that person's map where they're at, and it says, hey, we're at Dr. Mike's chiropractic office, and all their friends see it. So it gives you free publicity, all for a protein bar. I mean, you can use an adjustment. You can use anything you want. But my point is that the Facebook check-ins work, and as well as the Facebook reviews. Now, here's a neat little trick that I learned from my good friend, Dr. Matt Leap, and he's very savvy at this stuff. And what Matt does is when a patient pulls out their cell phone, because a lot of people will pull out their cell phone in your practice, and hopefully you have a cell phone policy where cell phones should be shut off. So as soon as a person pulls out their cell phone and starts looking at it, you say to the patient, do you know we have a cell phone policy in this office? And they might get a little shocked and, oh, I'm so sorry, and they try to put it away. I go, no. If you're going to pull out your cell phone, you have to give us a Facebook like or a Facebook check-in. So how cool is that? So that's a great way to turn, you know, a negative into a positive and get a check-in or get a like. Number 7 is Evites. Now, I learned this technique a number of years ago, and this is an amazing protocol to use. Because one of the questions we get from doctors is they have a hard time getting people to sign up for a workshop. Well, I say, well, where do you post it? I go, I post it on Facebook. So you just put it out there and you leave it there, but you have no way of signing them up. Well, now you do. You can use Eventbrite, and Eventbrite is free for a nonprofit workshop. If you charge, Eventbrite will take a part of the ticket. Or you can use Ping, PINGG.com. I like Ping. I've been using it for years. And it allows us to put our flyer, and we can attach a link to the Facebook ad when people reserve their spot. Click here. It goes to the Ping ad. It shows the date, the time. It shows the workshop, and they can click and leave a name and email to sign up. Now, you receive it. Ping also sends out a reminder call. And next thing you know, you've got a room full of patients. And the nice thing is it's a commitment by that person. So they've committed to coming. They get the reminder. And here's the sort of the secret formula, the secret sauce formula. About 70% of people will show up. So if you have a capacity for 50 people, you can overbook by about 30%. And that's okay to do because not everybody shows up. The next is AdWords and your Google Analytics. Now, I can't put enough emphasis on this because you want to be in a paid position where possible. 42% of prospects are going to click, and they're going to use that very, very first URL. And this is why it's not only important to be in that first paid position, but also in the rest of the organic positions. And you can do both. So what we recommend is that use Marketing Samurai, and you can actually reverse engineer, find out what people are looking for. For example, you would look up your city and chiropractor, or you might look up your city and chiropractic. You might find that there's a difference of what people are actually typing in, and you're going to use those AdWords within your analytics and your website to help promote your URL to the very top position. I also like SEMrush, capital S, capital E, capital M, lowercase rush. And that allows you to reverse engineer, even see what your competition is doing. So this is a great tool to put into your key search words and really start to find out what people are looking for and where they're going. The next is number 10, and that is your email. Now, this is important because you should be sending out an email at least once a week. I like to do Wednesdays, and this is just either a newsletter or you can do some sort of promotion in your practice, or you can do an e-zine, especially doing that at least every 2 weeks to once a month. Basically, that email is a very short and structural email that can have backlinks to your website, to promotions, to products, to workshops, anything you want. But get in the habit of doing email at least once a week. Now, for those that don't have an email server, you can actually use something like MailChimp. MailChimp is free for the first 2,000 emails that you send out every month. So you can actually do this on a regular basis and not have to pay for it. The last one I want to talk about, number 10, is what's most important. And when I refer to social media, it's your website. Now, this is really, really critical because we just had a workshop on this not too long ago. And a lot of doctors miss what we call a direct response website. Now, there's a number of components you have to have in your website, and those include a emotional content-based welcome video where people can actually meet you and greet you right away. Of course, that should be an autoplay. They get to see your heart on your sleeve, and they get to know you. You should also have an opt-in box. It's what we call a lead magnet, where you give free stuff like a report in exchange for their name and email. So do you get it? You're capturing that email, and that's going to go into your email server. You should also have a blog or a vlog, as we spoke about, that goes out Monday, and that they can have a social media share, like a Facebook like, a Twitter, or a Google+. You should also have your social media icons on there, your Facebook, your YouTube, your Twitter, your Pinterest, and your Google+. You should have a Facebook fan page widget where people can actually see how many people are basically following you, and that allows you to really stimulate more social proof. You can also have in there a social media page feeder, which actually shows anything that you're tweeting about or putting on LinkedIn is going to feed. I also recommend a direct response health pass. I like to do the $67 health pass where people can click on it and print it out and bring it in. You should have your bio and your credentials, a personal, family, or team picture, as much SEO technology built into every page. Remember we talked about key search words and Google AdWords that people are looking for? Know what those are. Know what's popular and make sure you have it within not only your website, but perhaps your URL title as well. The next one is testimonials. I'm big on testimonials, especially video testimonials, where patients and prospects actually just simply click a button and listen to a testimonial for social proof. Celebrity pictures are great too, especially if you're hanging around with athletes or people of a celebrity status, get a picture with them and put them on your website. And the last one is your USP or your UCA, otherwise known as a catalyzing statement. That is your unique selling proposition. What's your tagline? Why would people want to go and see you? So make sure that it's somewhere on your website and it really just shouts out exactly who you are and what you want to do. So that brings us to making sure that your website can do three things. Number one, it's got to reach, which means you've got to have it in the first, second, or third placement of the URL. Now, what's interesting is 62% of people are going to choose number one, number two, number three. And that last four and five, that's that smaller percentage, which really means you're lost and missing out and leaving a lot on the table. So shoot for positions one, two, or three. The next is your engagement. This is where you should have your welcome video, and you should have a direct response, free consult, health pass in exchange for the opt-in box. I can't emphasize enough how many people have pretty websites, and yet people will bypass them and go on to the next one in order to get something that's free. Free is in, and people want it. Your website should upload within about 5 seconds, and remember, you only have 3 seconds to engage people because they're going to move on to the next website if yours doesn't interact with them. And that brings us to the third component of your website is conversion. You've got to be able to capture name, capture their email, put it in your autoresponder email system, and then through a funnel system, repetitively stay in touch with them. And you can do that multiple ways through your promotions, through your emails, through your blogs, etc. So that in a nutshell are the 10 top tools that you should be using to help build your presence, your website, and of course, attract pre-qualified people. So that being said, keep in mind that we have our UCAM event, April 27th, 2029 in Atlantis, Bahamas. Super early bird tickets are on sale now until the end of December 2016. You want to make sure that you get your ticket. It is reserved for the first 50 registrants, and then the doors are closed until next year. So those of you who are having challenges with your website, make sure you get on the phone with me or go to cyber-cairo.com to find out how we're making kick-ass websites that actually attract new patients, and it's not unusual that our doctors are getting 15 to 20 new ones per month. We'd love to help you do the same. So until our next Mastermind Inner Circle call, our CA call, Power Talk, or Master Talk, keep practicing with passion.